Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.
That was a great piece with Candy and Gord.
Well, I hope so. I mean, I find it always interesting because it's real life.
We've had other guests on the show that have talked about their transition and some of their stresses and so forth. And there are stresses when you transition to retirement. But to actually lay it out the way that they've done it and to have a conversation about this is what we think about, this is what we haven't thought about, and we'll explore it as we go through this journey. They see it as a journey.
Right.
They don't see it as a destination, which is great.
Yeah, no, agreed. Okay, we picked something up at the beginning, at the top of the show, and we were talking a little bit about some estate stuff. And we were talking about beneficiary designations and taxes on, you know, unintended taxes and so on and so forth. I had a really cool meeting this week with an entire family. And number one, I want to say that kudos to this family. This went mom and dad. All the kids, and one of the grandkids that was involved in the family business.
Okay.
Okay? So number one, we're talking about this.
Which is huge.
Huge. Huge. Now, there were some challenges in this.
Yeah.
We're talking about multiple generations. So we went actually, let's just see, started by grandpa's dad. So one generation, two generations, three. We're in four generations.
Four-generation business. Wow.
Okay. And trying to figure out how to transition all of this stuff.
Okay.
And as you can imagine, there are sometimes some differences of opinion.
Of course.
So we got the whole, we got the boardroom here. We had everybody in and three siblings, one grandson present. And we talked a little bit about what everybody wanted with respect to the business. And started with the kids. Just to get their opinion on what they thought was fair and equal, like fair and equal, we always talk about not necessarily the same thing.
Correct.
Okay. And this is where the crux of the problem was. There was one piece of the business where there were sort of two of the parties felt differently than the third party. Okay. Two were more involved in the business, one not really involved.
Okay.
Okay. And so you know, put yourself in their shoes. There's some differing opinions on who's done what and what they're entitled to and so on and so forth. And it was fascinating. I set the limit on the meeting to an hour and a half. You can't go more than an hour and a half on these things. People get exhausted.
Correct.
Okay. So we crashed out in sort of 45 minutes, got our positions on the table and talked about it. And although there were differences, I have to say, and there were some points of contention, the family did a very good job of keeping it respectful, but also airing out what their positions were.
Okay.
Okay. Mom and dad sat and listened, not contributing too much at that particular point. And then I asked all the kids, grandkids, to leave.
Okay.
And then we sat down and said, okay, mom and dad, you've kind of heard the positions here, and we reviewed, you know, what all the respective parties were talking about and how they felt. And I said, ultimately, this is your gift. What's the gift that you want to leave behind?
Yeah.
And for various reasons, I won't go into the details of it all, for various reasons, mom and dad were very clear that we want a one-third, one-third, one-third split.
I want to split the money or the assets.
Equal is fair in this particular case, even though some of the parties were more involved in the family business than others.
Okay.
Those that were not involved were more involved in the taking care of them. This is what they said.
The caring of the parents.
They're in well into their 80s, and third party really taking care of us. So maybe they're taking care of the business. You're taking care, you know, this third party's taking care of us. And we see that as equally valuable. And so, okay.
What an interesting point. Equally valuable.
Right.
Because people look at assets
different
than, and the reasons why they would split the assets amongst their children in different ways.
Right.
And what's valuable to you may not be valuable to the recipient of that.
Right.
Like if I'm involved in the family business and I helped it grow or whatever happens, and then I have a sister, so if my sister wasn't involved, why should she get a piece of that?
Right.
Right? And then she'll say, well, I took care of your dad and sorry, my dad too, so I should get equal amounts because I've helped the family, not just the family business.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
It was really interesting. So then I had the daunting task of saying, okay, kids, come on back in. Let's have a conversation about this.
Yes.
And I, you know, in the outcome of these things is there's always a compromise. I mean, some people are upset about some aspects, happy about others, whatever the case may be. Yep. And this outcome was, I think, shocking in some respects for some of the parties. But at the end of the day, I said, okay, so here's what mom and dad have said. And I have no vested interest in this. I'm not a beneficiary of the estate. There's nothing attached to me. I'm not being paid for this, right? I'm on nobody's side. Here's what mom and dad's wishes are. They do want the family business to continue for a period of time. But they recognize that the parties that are not involved in that business will want to access the capital, their portion of the capital from the estate, the value of the estate at some point. And so there was a compromise that they were comfortable, mom and dad were comfortable making, that gives a bit of breathing room on both sides. But at the end of the day, I think it was a very, very different outcome than anybody had expected.
Absolutely.
Right? And I was very careful to say at the end of it, mom and dad, you know, I've summarized this for everybody. Have I misspoken in any way? Are these your wishes? Yeah. Okay. Now, there's some work to be done. It's important to say that you know, this wasn't the be-all and end-all. There was some aspects of how do we create this life lease on some stuff and, you know, doing some other work around taxation because we didn't know what the tax bill, so they needed a tax opinion on some stuff. Mm-hmm. So there's some work to be done on that. But here's what I'm going to say. Those can be very difficult meetings. This is a family that has amassed wealth over the multiple generations that they've been in Calgary and running this business. And there's some complexity attached to that. And here's the outcome. If we don't go through that planning process, if you're not having these conversations up front, once mom and dad pass and the will is read, and if there were three different opinions on this, what do you think happens?
Yeah.
This ends up in a court of law and a family gets torn apart because they're arguing over assets instead of doing this process up front.
So Dave, in this experience that you had, for our listeners, three things that they can take away. Because when you own a business, and your family's involved in that business, it brings more complexity and dynamic to the conversation. So what are the three things that a family should do as they transition into this conversation of a legacy?
Well, let me tell you, number one lesson learned here, plan early. Remember, I said mom and dad are well into their 80s. There are limited options at this particular point, okay? If some of this planning would be done. So my message to next generation and grandchild generation was that once we cover this piece off, then we have to work on the estate plan
for you guys. Yeah.
Right? There's a lesson to be learned. Plan and plan early. So wealth and businesses create complexity that needs to be addressed, and you've got more options early than you do later.
Okay.
Number two is communication.
Which is great in this whole story.
Period. Yeah, there will be some people that maybe didn't get what they want in this particular case, or it's different than what they thought. But the fact of the matter is that they're able to, they were able to communicate. This is just the beginning of the process, not the end of the process. At the end of it, we'll be able to work through solutions that will be comfortable for everybody's perspective. I didn't say everybody will get what they want, but it will likely be a comfortable outcome. And then number three, the lawyers aren't going to get most of the estate.
Yeah, right? There's no surprises.
That's no surprises, right? At the end of the day, you keep it out of the courts. You're going to deplete the estate, and
keep
you're going to rip families apart.
Absolutely.
That's right. That's the takeaway.
There you go.
Okay, we're running out of time, so
there
let's wrap this up.
So if you want more information about how to transition in your business to your next generation, or need a proper estate plan, looking at ways to protect your estate, give us a call. You can always reach us at 966-8400 or go to morethanmoneyradio.com. This is one of the buckets we're going to cover. We're going to cover more about bulletproofing your retirement on Tuesday, February 18th, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. So give us a call for that. To register, 966-8400 or go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
Well, thanks for joining us for another edition of More Than Money. I hope you enjoyed this week. We certainly did, and we look forward to speaking with you again next week. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.